This hour's new sponsor is your neighborhood Ace Stores. For the brand names you want, the rewards you need, and the professional advice to get the job done, visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe and Sebring. Ace Hardware. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. In rural areas like Huron County and other Thumb areas, ensuring safe drinking water from private wells is crucial, and they aren't routinely tested like public supplies. The Huron County Health Department advises on regularly testing your water, following Michigan Department of Health and Human Services recommendation, especially for water used for drinking, cooking, or mixing infant formula. Testing for bacteria and the nitrates should be annually, with arsenic, copper, and lead tests every 3 to 5 years, helping identify potential problems and ensuring water quality. Coliform bacteria, E. coli, high nitrates, nitrite, arsenic, copper, and lead levels pose health risks, particularly to vulnerable groups, including those infants and the elders. Residents are urged to conduct routine testing through local health departments or certified labs, adhering closely to instructions and opting for a partial chemistry test for comprehensive insights into water quality. Proactive testing is vital in safeguarding public health and ensuring clean, safe drinking water access. Again, you can contact your local health department for more information. And an explosion during an outdoor fire gathering in Saginaw over the weekend left two teens severely injured and injured an 11-year-old. Initial investigations by Saginaw fire officials suggest that gasoline was used to ignite the fire, but the exact cause of the explosion remains unclear. Saginaw's fire marshal emphasized the dangers in an interview with TV5 of using accelerants and stressed the importance of proper fire safety measures. One of the injured teenagers, 13-year-old Riley Shoemaker, suffered extensive third-degree burns covering 80% of his body. Due to the severity of his injuries, he was airlifted from Saginaw to C.S. Mott Children's Hospital in Ann Arbor. Despite the medical team's best efforts, Riley remains in critical condition, with his prognosis remaining grim. His family, facing unimaginable stress and challenges, has initiated a GoFundMe campaign to alleviate the financial burden of medical expenses, lodging, and travel costs. You can find a link to that GoFundMe campaign on the full written article on thumbnet.net. And as authorities continue to investigate the incident, residents are reminded to prioritize safety when engaging in outdoor activities, especially during the warmer months when outdoor fires are common. And the havoc that recent wicked weather had on the southern part of the state underscored the importance of having weather warning sirens. The Vassar Township Board of Trustees took steps to warn as many residents as possible of pending weather disasters with the purchase of 3 refurbished emergency sirens at the cost of $17,900 each. That price includes battery packs and installation of the sirens. The sirens were purchased in anticipation their sound would be able to cover nearby all of the township from their various locations. During testing, each siren could be heard from about 3 miles depending on the direction of the wind, its speed, and the sound could carry further. Historically, tornadoes and or property damaging storms over the last few years have happened in the southern part of Tuscola County. The state's distribution of fees from marijuana businesses in the township was used to pay for the sirens. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Prosecutors' star witness will be back in the hot seat in Donald Trump's New York hush money trial. Defense lawyers will try to chip away at Michael Cohen's crucial testimony implicating the ex-president. Trump's trial resumes Thursday in Manhattan, with the defense cross-examining Cohen, whose credibility could determine the presumptive Republican presidential nominee's fate in the case. Cohen is the last witness for prosecutors before Trump's lawyers get a chance to put on a defense. Prosecutors are trying to prove Trump schemed to suppress a damaging story he feared would torpedo his 2016 presidential campaign and then falsified business records to cover it up. Trump says he did nothing wrong. And Joe Biden and Donald Trump's whirlwind agreement to meet for two presidential debates has upended the way the forums have been organized for nearly four decades. It sidelines and casts doubt on the future of the nonpartisan commission that has traditionally planned them. The presumptive Democratic and Republican nominees on Wednesday accepted debate invitations from CNN in June and ABC in September, shaking up the tradition of three debates not tied to a specific network and held in the weeks before the November election. Their plans came together rapidly, ending uncertainty about whether the candidates would debate. And Congress has passed a bill that is designed to add more safety inspectors at aircraft factories and to give air travelers automatic refunds for canceled or long-delayed flights. The House gave a final approval on Wednesday to a $105 billion measure to reauthorize Federal Aviation Administration programs and send it to President Joe Biden. The Senate passed the bill last week. It will require FAA to hire more air traffic controllers and safety inspectors and increase the use of collision avoidance technology at airports. Supporters say the legislation's provisions are a key step in improving aviation safety after a number of close calls between planes at U.S. airports in the last 2 years. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This hour's news sponsor is your neighborhood Ace Stores. For the brand names you want, the rewards you need, and the professional advice to get the job done, visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe and Sebring. Ace Hardware.